For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and the First Lady hosted a holiday picnic celebration in the nation's capital. Earlier, he recorded a 4th of July message to Americans.
Today, as we celebrate the 4th of July with friends and family, let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes. And let us share the grateful heart of our nation with every veteran and member of the United States Armed Forces. We are in awe of their courage, and we are eternally in their debt. Together we honor their noble sacrifice by pledging our love and loyalty to our country, our flag, and our fellow citizens.
With the intense heat, the Capitol has added cooling tents throughout the city and first aid stations to help anyone with heat stroke during the celebrations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Statue of Liberty was closed down for a while because 8 immigration protesters tried to hang a banner that read, "Abolish ICE." Police quickly arrested 7 of them, but one woman climbed the ropes and stayed near the statue's sandals, saying she would not come down until all the immigrant children were returned to their parents. After a few hours, authorities finally attached a harness to her and brought her down. Hours of heavy rain has caused flooding in Houston, yet they're still celebrating the 4th of July. Mayor Sylvester Turner says they were prepared for the flooding this time.
We deployed all of our equipment early throughout the entire city. We have more assets than we did during Harvey, a lot more assets that are readily available. And so we had about 12 high water trucks positioned throughout the city, about 43 boats positioned throughout the city.
Many of their outdoor events had to be canceled, but the fireworks remained on schedule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A major pharmaceutical company is making some big changes, including raising some of its prices. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pfizer is raising prices on dozens of drugs, many of them by more than 10%. Reports are the drugs that will cost more include lung cancer treatment Xalkori, the pain reliever Lyrica, and Norvasc, which is a blood pressure pill. Other Pfizer drugs that are going up include Viagra and the stop smoking pill Chantix. The pharmaceutical giant issuing a statement saying it is modifying prices for about 10% of its drugs, but some will actually be costing less. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials are reporting progress as they met with a North Korean delegation that will lead to the denuclearization of Pyongyang. With more, here's John Clemens.
The talks included Sung King, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, meeting with a delegation from Pyongyang. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the talks to denuclearize North Korea have come a long way over the last year.
A lot of people were in panic. A lot of people around the world were very concerned about what would happen between the United States and North Korea. And the fact that our secretary is now getting ready to go on, have his fourth meeting with the North Koreans in less than 3 months, I think is a testament to just how far we've come.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.